Recorded Books presents Panda in the Spotlight, written by Sarah Horn. Narrated by Davina Porter. Chapter 1. Putting on a Show. Pudding beamed from ear to furry ear as she stood in the white glow of the spotlight and took a bow. She let the applause from the audience pour over her like a warm and friendly breeze. This was Pudding's favourite part of the show. It reminded her of her days as Edinburgh Zoo's star attraction, where she was surrounded day after day by smiling faces and happy children. It filled her with the most delightful feeling, sweet, just like a spoonful of sugar. She looked to her co-star, Graham, who was smiling beside her. They rose up, and Graham gave her the merest nod. This was her next cue. Graham opened his arms as wide as he could and rushed forward for the biggest hug he could manage. As planned, he bounced off her fluffy tummy and fell onto the stage on his bottom. The audience roared, and Graham chuckled to himself as he did every performance. Despite an increasingly bruised backside, the joke never got old for him. Pudding scanned the crowd again, delighted at the sea of happy faces. But then her eyes caught on a sharp-faced blonde woman near the front. Unlike everyone else, she wasn't smiling. Poor lady. Pudding wished she could wrap her in a big panda hug to cheer her up. They took their final bow and exited stage left as the clapping continued. Graham grinned at Pudding.
Another encore, pet.
Not this time. First rule of showbiz, always leave them wanting more, Pudding advised.
Back in the dressing room, Graham grabbed a bottle of water and collapsed onto the battered old sofa. It was their second performance of the day. The theatre bosses had requested an extra matinee because the show was so popular.
Just gonna close my eyes for a moment. I'm knackered, he said.
As Graham rested a lavender eye mask over his face, there was a loud knock at the door.
Excuse me, Graham and Pudding. There's a reporter to see you from the Edinburgh Tattle. Penelope something.
The stage manager sounded rattled.
She's asking for an interview.
Oh, you know we don't give interviews, Graham said,
removing the lavender eye mask and sitting up. Pudding peered round him into the corridor, where she recognised the sad woman from the audience, typing something on her phone with a frown. Now was her chance to cheer the poor mite up. She hated to see anyone leave the show unhappy. Pudding poked Graham in the arm.
Oh!
She stuck a clawed thumbs up in front of his face and nodded furiously.
Sorry, this reporter's very persistent, the young man said,
pushing his glasses up his nose as he glanced between Pudding and Graham. Like everyone else, he assumed Pudding was an actor in a panda suit. It was for the best. If anyone found out she was a real talking panda, let alone one who had escaped from the zoo a year ago, they'd be in big trouble. But it did mean Pudding had to keep stumm in front of anyone outside the family.
Shall I tell her it's a no?
Pudding shook her head at Graham sternly and thumbs up a second time. He blew a long breath out of his lips.
That's all right, he said begrudgingly. We'll see her for a quick natter. Just give us a couple of minutes, okay? What are you playing at, Pud? Graham said when the stage manager had left. You can, this is risky to see the least.
The journalist. She's really sad, Graham. I saw her in the crowd. She wasn't even laughing. This interview should make her smile.
Pudding smiled broadly at Graham and his expression softened.
I promise I'll keep quiet, okay?
All right, pet. You've a kind heart, you know that?
Doesn't mean I won't enjoy the interview too.
Pudding swirled a pink feather boa around her shoulders.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Graham chuckled.
Watch it. The fame might go to your head. We'd best be careful, though. It's one thing for you to pretend to be a person in a panda suit on stage. But close up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?